the phone call. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connor Show. Who's this?
Happy morning there, Kelly.
That's Sergio.
Hey, Sergio, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on this, what you're saying about the president. You know, I'm not defending the guy, but obviously whatever he's doing in this country and to this country, something smells, because it's almost like he's getting a full, you know, he's getting a blessing from some other factions or, you know, somebody, someone in the government or the world. One man can't do this kind of damage and get away with it unless it's sanctioned. I mean, what do you think?
Well, I mean, I was reading this according to the Pope, but it applies to the President of the United States as well. There's a difference between liberalism and progressivism. Liberalism is just Marxism, but progressivism is this attempt that started in the late 1800s to change the culture. And I think that's what we're in the midst of. There are, movement after movement to change institutions, to change people's opinions, social engineering, propaganda and all that. And I think that's what's going on. And I think there's a lot, to answer your question, a lot of people involved with this.
Before long, we're going to have to be called the United States of the world, because we are, and I agree with you 100%. We're in a midlife crisis, and it's getting to the point where it might be irreversible to even retain our identity. And people just don't care, Kelly. It just seems like they're either drugged up or too drunk, or they're just not in reality, like you say. I agree with that.
Well, here's the thing. If your gender doesn't mean anything, if who... We're attacking this idea that gender has a stamp on it, that gender has this, but we have to have two genders to recreate or replicate the population. So clearly that's a false idea, but it's being embraced by the society. So you have Caitlyn Jenner and all these people out there working on this stuff. If you don't have an imprint on your gender or an imprint on your person of a gender, then you're lost. And that's what I see going across. And the left has these massive ideas that they're working on race, they're working on gender, they're working on religion, they're working on like you say, internationalism. American courts have become the court of first destination for a lot of international disputes without anybody ever even agreeing to it. We have become. I mean, if there's a disagreement in South America, it ends up in here, and we bankrupt a country out of existence. I mean, this stuff is happening. There is something to be said about jurisdiction and about statehood and country, having a country, having an individual identity, having an identity on your gender, having an identity on your country. To be everything means to be nothing.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's like what Ben Franklin said, and I agree with him. You know, they give us a republic if we can keep it, and obviously we don't care if we lose it. It just appears that to me. It appears like that to me now.
Let me ask you this: it's like when the Roman Empire fell. What takes the place of America? I mean, this president is hell bent to take away this idea that we had, that we were special, that we had this mandate, that we were here to help the world. He wants to get rid of that, but what takes the place of it?
Well, nothing. I mean, here's what irritates me about the president, and the Democrats are not going to have their minds changed no matter what. But I'll say this about the president, is that what irritates me most, more than anything else, is the fact that what he has, what he's able to do and where he's at, was because of this country. And it seems like he is crapping all over it. I mean, if he'd been in any other country trying to do that, he might have been overthrown and hung.
Yeah, and I mean, the fact of the matter is, I find him to be just a strange person. I stopped listening to his speeches years ago because I just spent... I can't stand somebody who gets up and reads somebody else's words, and then there's this deafening applause, oh, this guy's a great orator. I don't like that. I don't like the sense that I never know if he's lying or not, or... I feel like when he's giving a speech, he's making fun of everybody who can't figure out what he's doing. But the upshot is that we have got to shake this off. Trump is about returning to some sense of normalcy. Sergio, I gotta go, but I'm way over time.
Okay.
Call. All right, folks. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Good God morning, Kelly. This is Antonio.
And to speaking of Messianic Judaism, Antonio, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, thanks to the Mighty One. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you. What's on your mind?
I wanted to make a couple of comments. And BHO stands for Boastful, Haughty, and Obnoxious. But do you remember when he, I forgot who he said in front of, but he said, we are no longer a Christian nation. And my thought on that is he needs to speak for himself, because I love God. I love the Bible. I love our Constitution. It's God and guns. I wish I could have guns, but I'm an ex-con, so I can't. But we need to judge him by what he has said and by his fruits. And like you always point out, when has he reached out to the persecuted Christians in the Middle East? Like those Christian Syrians that they were told they either had to leave or pay the Muslim tax or lose their lives. Did he ever try to help them? Never.
Well, I mean, I just think it's obvious to anybody who's a Christian that this president is not a Christian. But what does that mean? I mean, people come along and say, well, you're judging him. The Bible says to judge people by their fruits. No person is perfect, but it's not about any mistake that he's made. It's about what he stands for and believes.
Well, right off the bat, didn't he swear and make a note that he would uphold the Constitution? You know, if you want to leave religion out and say that we shouldn't speak of that, what about the Constitution that he made an oath to upkeep? And he's done everything but to uphold the Constitution. He tears it down. And I agree with Ben Carson. We don't need a Muslim leader, and he needs to leave now.
Well, here's the question in this thing from Ben Carson. The takeaway for me is, could a person who's totally committed to the Quran and to the Sharia, the beliefs and the laws, the Constitution of America, the Bill of Rights, and lead in that fashion? I think they could only do that if they denied their Muslim belief, these deep-rooted beliefs.
I agree, because we have this misquoted theology in the United States to separate religion and state. But Islam, they incorporate religion and government. And how can you be a Muslim and not keep Sharia? And the evidence is there, because everywhere they go, they want to change the country, they want to change their laws and bring in Sharia.
Yeah.
And that's what this president has done.
Well, and I mean, people think there's this like profound intellectual movement, or they seem to act like there's something profoundly deep going on in the Sharia movement. There's not. Sharia law couldn't touch the hem of the garment of Anglo-American law, but it is indistinguishable from it is their religion. I mean, I'll come back and talk about that. Anything else, Antonio?
No, thank you for the good work, and God bless you and your family.
Thank you. You too, Antonio. All right, folks, I'll come back. We do have another call. Thanks for the call. The Kelly O'Connell Show is this.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, Mike, can I put you on hold and come back after a break? Thank you. What's known as a rhetorical question. All right, so 719, you're listening to AM Las Cruces on AM 1450, 1450 KOBE, 523-1450 to call in, and 805.
KOBE.
It is 723. And the 63 degrees, 79 the high, 63 the low. We've got Mike on hold and another call as well. Thanks for the call. The Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Hey, Kelly, it's me.
You're on two. Hey, did you call back on another line?
I had to. The dogs were starting to go crazy.
All right, Mike. So go ahead.
Well, can a Muslim convert to Christianity and still be considered a Muslim?
Mike, what kind of a phone are you on?
Magic Jack.
All right. So can a Muslim convert to Christianity and still be considered a Muslim?
Right. I mean, you can't be a Muslim and a Christian at the same time, right?
You cannot. In Judaism, the Jewish religion is a religion, and it's also it's the only one that has both a religious and an ethnic background to it. If you're Muslim and you convert to Christianity in the West, probably nothing happens to you. But in the Middle East, if you do that, according to the Sharia law, you would be taken into custody and you would be essentially beaten for 3 days and given a chance to repent. And if you didn't, and this is for a man, if you don't repent within 3 days, then you'll be beheaded for apostasy. For a woman, you would be, in theory, beaten every 3 days until you repented. That would be. But there is no such thing as a conversion from Islam to another faith, because Islam is seen as being the original default religion.
So Obama would be beaten.
Well, hold on. It all depends on how you define what it means to be a Muslim. So, and some people would say that he was born in, I don't know. I don't want to get into that, because the analysis would depend on how you define Muslim. But I'll get into this when we're done with the call. What else is going on? Sounds like a doctor.
Well, I was just curious because, you know, he claims to be a Christian too.
Right.
But yet he went to that Reverend Wright's church in Chicago, which is radical. I mean, you know, I don't think he's a believer. I think it's like Dawkins says. I think he's an atheist.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's a humanist or an atheist, whatever. That would be my
thing. Yeah.
Thanks for the call. All right, folks. All right, so what does it mean to be a Muslim? In a Muslim country, if you're born into a Muslim family, then you're a Muslim, you know? And to give that up is one of the reasons that there are not – I mean, number one, you couldn't have – did you realize you can't have a Bible in Saudi Arabia? Saudi Arabia is the most precious land because it is the land of the prophet. You cannot have a cross. You cannot have a Bible. If they found you with a Bible, you'd be beaten or you'd be killed. I mean, an American missionary, you might be killed, you might be expelled. You're certainly going to get a beating for it. But, I mean, think about this. The Muslim faith claims to be the third extension of God's things on earth. The first one, Jewish Bible. The second one, the Christian Bible. The third one, Quran. They believe that Islam is the third part of this, you know, this triad, yet you can't have a Bible in that country. Why is that? You can't do missionary activities in that country. Why is that? So, Sharia law. Could some sort of form of Sharia law be brought in and practiced in America? I've talked about this before. Sharia law does not have due process. It does not have a Bill of Rights. Your rights are contingent upon your belief in Allah. If you believe in the revelation of Muhammad, then you have rights. If you don't believe, you have some limited rights. If you don't believe in that revelation, then you're either one of a couple of things. You could be an apostate, as was mentioned earlier. The second thing is you could be a dhimmi. A dhimmi is a follower of the book. Jewish or Christian, you have to pay. Well, you have to enter into a treaty of non-war against Islam, because everyone, this is what you don't understand. This is why it's so serious to try to figure out Islam. Every person who's not Muslim is considered to be an enemy combatant. So how do you get rid of that enemy combatant status? If you're in a Muslim land, you sign the jizya, or you pay the jizya, the capitation, what they call a capitation tax. You enter into this treaty, but it lasts for a year. If it lapses, then you can be killed because you're an enemy combatant. So anyway, there's a lot of different rules I've mentioned. I don't know how interested people are in Sharia to hear about the details, but the idea that a president could come in and be Sharia, committed to Sharia, and at the same time be committed to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and everything seems to me a total contradiction. So, but, you know, you have many forms of Islam or Muslim beliefs around the world. And it would depend. But anyway, so I not sure how being not sure how interested you are in the details of the Sharia law. I will eschew further comment, but the Pope, let's come back and talk about the Pope, because I think what he's doing is kind of interesting. Phone call here. Thanks for the call, the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Hi, Kelly. It's Courtney. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Courtney, what's up?
I was actually giving you a call over what you were stating right now. We don't really do anything with our pedophiles either. You remember that guy from Subway was just in the news, and he didn't get hardly any time at all.
But he's been sent away to prison for like 10 years.
He was molesting children, but I know he didn't get 10 years. It wasn't 10 years.
All right. So you're saying that,
we have the problem here too. So,
all right. So,
and we don't do any with ours.
All right. So what's the bigger point here?
Well, my point is that why would we go to another country and intervene in their pedophilia act when our country has a million pedophilia acts that nobody acts on? In fact, there's times where there's been accusations and then they put the child back in the house. So I'm just saying, like, it's a problem here too. So we can't act like as if we just went over there and, oh my God. I mean, that one Castro guy, he had three girls in a basement for 10 years. So we have the problem too, is all I'm stating.
So,
but another thing I wanted
on,
to talk
on,
to you about,
on,
Kelly.
Courtney, hold on one second. Let me just respond to that. So therefore, my takeaway from your statement is mind our own business when we go to other countries. Don't intervene in boys being chained to beds and raped every night.
Well, we have a different take on the whole other countries anyways.
Well,
I mean, my whole take
Courtney,
is why are we over there with,
Courtney,
you know, we're over there kind
on,
of pretty
Courtney,
up their stuff and ours is terrible too.
I'm asking you if you are in favor of looking the other way when these children are
No, but even if your boss tells you to
yes.
And it's your moral act and you do otherwise, then that's
right,
what you do. You know,
I
it's a choice.
Courtney, I took the microphone down on you so I could respond to your question. If you call it, please allow a little back and forth. You know, this is not just a soapbox. But you're in favor. I just want to get this on the record. You're in favor of looking the other way when children are raped in other countries when we have some influence there. So your answer to the problem is to allow the raping to go on because some of it might happen over here. I find that absurd. Thank you for the call. All right, folks, I got to take a break here. We will be right back.
NMLS 182334.
Right now, we're learning more about the charges against former Subway pitchman Jared Fogle. Federal prosecutors say Fogle is pleading guilty to charges related to child pornography. And so
I Well, thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Hey, Kelly, I don't appreciate you putting words in my mouth and hanging up on me. That is not what I said.
Well,
I said we have the same problems, and you are rude.
Listen to me. Don't call up and rant and rave, and don't let me
get ranting and...
Folks, that's what happens if you think you're going to call up and dominate the show. It's bad radio. If you have a point to make, allow me to respond. Nobody's going to call up and just talk and not allow themselves to be interrupted so they can supposedly make their point. This is Kelly. Is this Courtney?
Yes, it is,
I want
Courtney.
Listen, Courtney, I want you to play by the rules or I'm just going to cut you off every single time. You make a point, I respond. You don't just keep talking and talking. Now, what's your point?
I made my point. And then whenever you talk, you said, so what you're saying is this and what you're saying is that. And then you hung up on me.
Yeah,
and that is not what...
Folks, I don't have enough time for this. It's 7:57. I want to make my point here. And somebody else was calling up and just playing the radio in the background. So just please. I mean, if I give you an opportunity, you don't have a right to be on the air. If you call up and I put you on the air, it's a privilege. So just play by the rules. I don't care how angry you are or how right you think you are. In any event, there is this thing that has occurred over the years in Islam with the separation of the sexes. I don't claim to understand it. I've never lived in a Muslim country, but there's a lot more homosexuality than people realize because of the separation of the sexes. And maybe I'll get into it. I didn't get a chance to get into my book, The Arab Mind, which is supposedly one of the great class. I mean, I enjoyed it. Incredible book. And if you get a lot of insight in it. But anyway, thanks for listening in. A little bit contentious. Please, folks, if you call up, just play by the rules. One of the rules is that you allow yourself to be interrupted so we can have a dialogue. This is not a free speech forum where anybody who takes the microphone gets to talk an unlimited amount and not be interrupted. So it just